Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, Julia is going to tell us about a disturbing development over in the UK about their educational system. Of course, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But let's see. There was at least one other thing that I wanted to relate. Oh, yes. So I was talking to the sheriffs today. For those of you just tuning in, I had a somewhat of an odyssey at the courthouse. Thankfully, didn't get arrested. And I was talking to one of these sheriffs about enforcing bad laws. Because I was trying to get, I finally got an answer from one of them about whether or not the Constitution is the highest law. Because they all agreed that they had sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. Of course, what does an oath mean if, you know, it's all overridden?
If nobody obeys it, right?
Right.
If the culture of the organizations that swear oaths to the Constitution is such that nobody in the organizations, uphold that oath.
Yeah, exactly. And so I did finally get the answer from this police captain or the sheriff's captain, where he essentially admitted that, he's going to do whatever the man in the robe says. It's not his job to question it. It's not his job to ascertain whether or not it is or is not a constitutional or lawful decision by the man in the robe. He's just going to do whatever. So I asked the inevitable question. I said, well, does that mean that you would have done whatever was ordered when, like, let's say, would you have arrested Rosa Parks for sitting at the front of the bus? And he didn't exactly say yes, but essentially his answer was, well, if it was the law at the time, then I would have, you know, I probably would have done that. And I said, so the same thing for slaves in the, you know, the late 1800s, escaped slaves, you would, well, if it was the law at the time.
Not exactly late 1800s, but okay.
Yeah, whenever it was.
Mid
1800s.
But mind you, it was practically, black people in this country after the Civil War weren't much freer than they were before.
Yeah. So, essentially, he admitted, yeah, I would have done as I was told, because to him, it's not his job to think. It's not his job to actually be a check. Because we're told in government school that, well, there's three branches of government, kids. There's the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch. And the reason our government works so well is because they're working against each other. There's checks and there's balances.
It's adversarial, kids.
Right. Except these people in the executive branch are basically saying, yeah, I don't think about what I'm told to do. So I just do whatever it is that that I'm told. It doesn't matter to me. Later on, he said, well, things have changed. Well, yes, they have. And I said, wouldn't you like to be part of that change? Wouldn't you be, why wouldn't you want to be somebody who does the right thing?
If the system was unjust at one point, don't you think it's possible it's unjust now? I mean, if there's a guy who's going to your courthouse and setting himself on fire out front, like, this is an indication
right.
for the slow folks that maybe there's a problem with your customer service level here. If your customers are coming out in front of your building and setting themselves on fire, maybe you people are really, really bad at your jobs.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they all tell themselves that it wasn't their fault.
I wonder how many of them went home that night and actually had a conscience, actually felt guilty.
Gosh, I don't know. That's a great question. They sure don't want to let on that they have consciences. I mean, I know
well,
they do.
Well, a conscience is a liability in that job.
I know they do. They're humans. I mean, I saw one of them at the grocery store. We're at the grocery store today. He's walking around with his kids. He didn't wave at me when I waved at him, though.
No, he gave you a very dirty look.
Yeah.
Actually.
So, oh, God, it's just so frustrating. We've got a long way to go. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All you have to do is think. You look at what you're told to do, and you say, oh, well, I swore an oath to this document that says freedom of speech and freedom of the press shall be inviolably preserved. I mean, it should always be there. We should do whatever it takes to preserve the freedom of the press and freedom of speech. Oh, this is a document from this man in the robe that says I must arrest anybody for contempt of court that has a recording device in the court. Okay, clearly, that is a violation of the Constitution. No, sir, I will not enforce that.
I think that the way to do it, if you see it as a job, and you just follow your boss's rules. I mean, because when I go to work, there's certainly things in the handbook that are not followed that the manager's okay with not being, you know, and I just do what my manager tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you think of, you know, if they go to work every day and they think of it as just a normal job, I just do what my boss tells me. You know, that's how they get by.
That's exactly what it happens. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, try to imagine for a second that you're one of these low-level executive branch employees, or you're a bailiff in the judicial system. Maybe that makes you a part of the judicial system. I don't know what bailiffs are. But try to imagine if you're one of these little cogs in the machine,
mm-hmm.
and you try to enforce the Constitution. Judge, I'm sorry, you can't tell these guys to, you know, that they can't carry cameras in the courtroom. That's unconstitutional. I'm afraid that if you try to enforce that, I'm going to have to arrest you. What? I mean, come on. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, all of a sudden, your hours get cut to nothing.
And this is the nonsense that so many conservatives believe, that the government is there to protect your rights, that the government can somehow protect your rights, that the government is that even that this is an organization that's good at this. Now, maybe there could be a government that they could be good at this, but you can't. Please point to one that has been, because up to this point,
protecting rights.
The United States government, which may have been one of the premier experiments in this arena, has devolved over the course of 230-something years or whatever it is into what we have today. So therefore, you have a system that is inefficient and not very good. Also, I would, you know, for conservatives that believe that there was more freedom in the past, you also have to understand that that statement is really offensive to a lot of people.
Like black people.
Women.
Indians.
Chinese.
Women. You know, Chinese people who, you know, were all these folks. So, yeah, I would say that there's been some decrease in freedom for people who are, say, white, over 21, and landowners. You might be able to make that argument. I guess, you know, people would decide that I fit into that category, and perhaps I should just advocate for the freedom of those people. I don't know, but that seems kind of offensive to me.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. But all the bad news isn't coming from the United States. Julia is going to share with us something here from the UK about the world of education.
Yes, I got
or
this
government indoctrination.
Out of the Sydney Morning Herald, which that's Australia, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
For some reason, I could not find a story from England on this, but Australia has all kinds of reports.
Well, sometimes it's one of those things where, why are they going to report on it in Great Britain? Same with the U.S. media. They're not as critical of the government here.
That's why. So this is out of Australia, but it takes place in London. Teachers in England are being told to use force to physically control any unruly pupils under a back-to-basics crackdown on bad behavior in schools.
That's considered back to basics now?
I guess.
Well, I would say that is back to basics. It's back. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if it's basics.
It's certainly base.
Staff in England should use reasonable measures to remove disruptive children from classrooms, break up fights, and prevent pupils from attacking teachers or classmates.
You know, I think that there's a certain, I think there's a role for using some kind of physical, if you want to call it force, physical.
If somebody is attacking you, I would say that you, at that point in time, it's self-defense for you, you know, to somehow calm the situation down. Maybe not sock them in the face, but
if you get two third graders that are going after each other in your classroom, it seems to me that you can probably insert yourself in between them without, violating any rules. But I have a problem with teachers, say, being able to spank.
Wrap somebody on the knuckles with a ruler or something like that.
Yeah, I had a problem with that.
Well, the new guidance yesterday, it was published yesterday, says that it may not always be possible to avoid injuring pupils while restraining technique. Yeah, the quotes in this are just
the quote is good.
Awesome. Some schools at present times have no-touch policies to avoid being sued by parents, but now the new guideline explicitly bans these policies, so they're banning no-touch policies.
Mm-hmm. Here's one of the problems that I have is that, public schools are so large, and they're required, sort of by law, because everybody's forced to pay into them, they're required to take every deranged lunatic that is out there.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. I mean, if this was the private school that I went to and a teacher was having a discipline problem, there it would immediately be dealt with, and it would be dealt with the parents.
All right, there's more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome about force in the classroom. 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to our website. You may get interactive there in various different ways, and you'll find that it's all for free. You can go to freetalklive.com to do so, and you'll find listening options like live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version,
They're available around the clock, so you can listen to the latest episode any old time you want to, free, over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's actually also where you can go to learn more about the great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week, 108 of them throughout the country at various different times. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, our KU band, free-to-air channel, and the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Of course, archives as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned. You can go there and browse their huge selection of all kinds of name brands regarding all the sort of camping, hunting, and shooting gear that they have over there. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's continue here. We'll get back to more details about what's happening in the UK. We're going to go to your phone calls first. 800-259-9231. The news, briefly, is that the UK is basically saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go back to beating kids in school. But first, let's talk to Ron, listening in Indianapolis, WXNT. Hello, Ron.
There's no discipline in the public schools, period. There's nothing. There's nothing you can do. They require you to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the school.
Yep.
Some of them have criminal backgrounds, have been convicted of crimes, and are still coming to your classroom.
But don't you think they should, though? I mean, but wait just a second. Consider this. The parents of kids with criminal backgrounds have to pay property taxes. Shouldn't those parents get free school or government school or whatever you want to call this misanthropic organization that we have out there?
That goes back to freedom. Your rights end where they infringe upon mine.
Well,
and they infringe upon the other kids that are trying to learn.
Then what you're saying is public school is that in and of itself is an infringement upon freedom and shouldn't exist?
No, I think that the education system, when you have disruptive students, should be eliminated from the classroom.
Well, do you understand that the public schools teach things that I don't like? And they also, they send middle-class kids to the school that, their families drive better cars, live in bigger houses, but the money's taken from me and my kid. Don't you think that's an infringement of on freedom? Isn't that their freedoms ending at my nose?
Well, don't get me started on vouchers. I would prefer that my tax dollars be given a voucher and I send my kids to
wherever I want.
What
if I've got no kids? Why in the world should I send your kid to school with vouchers if I've got no kids?
You shouldn't.
There you go.
Okay, so then you do agree that there shouldn't be any government.
So the problem is government school.
Absolutely.
There we go.
If you want to bring it down to a nutshell, but that's the environment we live in right
Indeed.
Now.
Indeed.
And if you want to bring that nutshell, then one comment you made earlier, if I can just for a second, was, well, when you were in school, that the discipline would be solved immediately by bringing the parents.
Oh, appreciate hearing from me. Can't let you say that stuff on the
Can't say the S word. Although he's right.
Dude.
The parent. Sometimes parents don't care when it comes to public school, but they're pushed into that. They're told, don't worry, we'll take care of your kid from breakfast, lunch, sometimes dinner.
Yeah.
Just give them over here and we'll take care of it.
It's
no
a
wonder.
Very nice babysitting agency.
That's what it is. That's exactly what public school is. Public school is a babysitting.
Expensive
babysitting organization so that women can go to work. It's another way that.
So they can pay taxes.
So that they can pay taxes. It's just that much of a bigger, sucking sound as government pulls wealth out of the marketplace.
Right, and it's really good for all the people that, are administrators and stuff. They get like $80,000, $100,000 a year.
I went to a private school. I think it had 1,000 students at it. I believe there were 3 administrators.
You think that's not that many? Or
I felt like it was pretty small.
Yeah, that seems like plenty.
There was a principal, 2 vice principals. Maybe I guess there was a secretary in each building. 5, I guess.
Was there a lot of behavior problems there?
They used paddling, and it was you're talking about kids from sort of homogenous backgrounds, so you didn't have maybe some of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't going to have some of the class issues that were going on, or parents that didn't care as much. I mean, obviously these are the sons and daughters of politicians,
right? Because they're smart enough to send their kids to the government school.
Yeah.
But this was a private school, so parents, they, you know, the paddling, if they didn't like the paddling, they can withdraw them.
And they could certainly withdraw them. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the policy was. I'm sure that if my parents signed whatever piece of paper that said that you could paddle my kid if you want to, I'm sure that that was the case.
But here, if you don't want to...
This is public school.
Well, right. With a government school, if you don't want your kid to get paddled, and then you can't afford to put them in a private school, and you aren't able to jump through whatever the hoops are to homeschool, because in some places homeschooling can be very difficult compared to others, then you're pretty much SOL, right? Because if you try to take your kids out of the government school, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you and threaten you because they're going to say that, you know, you're encouraging truancy or whatever. You need to have your kid in school, or else if you don't have your kid in our school, we're going to put you in a cage.
So exactly what they'll do.
So either you let the school use violence against your kids, or you get violence used against you. And then they take your kids from you.
A lot of poor people have done a very... people that really want to send their kids to private schools can generally do that. Private schools will often have scholarships and things like that. If you really want to, you can. But the government fosters this, hey... You know, the government will break your legs and then hand you a crutch. The government is the crutch.
Most people that I've talked to feel like they can't send their kids to private school just feel like it's too much.
They're already paying for the government school, so you get to pay twice.
Well, don't use the term poor then, because those people aren't poor. Those people are lower middle class to middle class. Mm-hmm. Middle class people can't afford private school these days. And you know, when they say too much, it's about values. It's about things that they've chosen for themselves, and that's fine. You can choose whatever you want. I don't care. But at my house, my wife stays home, and it's not because I told her you've got to do this. It's because we talked about it initially before we ever had kids, and we said that this is the way we want to raise kids and a kid, and that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. And you know, are there sacrifices? You betcha. Are there advantages? You betcha. We've made choices in our life that's what we're going to do. And we save a lot of money on, lunch. She makes the lunches and stuff like that. I mean, there's money to be saved. She's not running. She doesn't have to have a wardrobe for work. She doesn't have to spend all that money driving back and forth. I have a friend who just got a job for $8.50 an hour. She has to drive 25 miles to get to the job to work 8 hours. At that kind of pay after taxes, I don't know why you're going.
Great point. So, Julia, is there more to this story out of the UK?
A little more. It says that the changes are because the balance in power of schools has swung too far towards pupils in recent years. According to figures, major assaults on staff reached a 5-year high last year. 44 teachers were taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Why? What I'd like to know is why people think that's happening. Like, what's the motivation? Why is it that kids are attacking teachers?
Kids are worse now.
Yeah, that I think it would be an answer someone would give. I don't know if I believe that. Why do you think that's happening? 800-259-9231. And Julia, you were in training for a while to be a teacher, so maybe you could speculate on that. In moments, 800-259-9231. Of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome. Why would kids be attacking teachers more today than ever in the past? It's Free Talk Live.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you are somebody who believes that violence should be used in the classroom. And the problem with that is that if I'm somebody who doesn't believe that, then only one of us gets our way when it comes to the government school system. We'll continue talking about government schools here in a moment. 800-259-9231. But first, guns!
Ruger has some exciting offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. As a matter of fact, I got to see one of these things. I was at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's Liberty Dinner, which they do as a fundraiser once a year. I was emceeing that event. It was pretty awesome. And one of the, what do they call it, silent auction things, the blind auction, the deaf auction, I'm not sure.
Silent
what,
auction, yeah.
The mute auction, whatever that thing is. They had one of these things, was a Ruger LC9. And it's, you know, an awesome little thing. Obviously, they had, you know, some kind of trigger guard thing on it where you couldn't just pick it up and start mowing people down. But it was, you know, cute little handgun.
Was it pink?
It was not pink, no. Although the person who won it was a woman, so perhaps
there are people who can do that for you.
They'll
paint your guns.
Yeah, they will. They do. It's pretty awesome. It's compact. It has numerous safety features. A three-dot sight system Ruger always has, always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you, Ruger.com. If you've been listening to the show, you can hear the ads in between. There's also the Crossbreeds holster. They've got a little holster where you can, you know, get this, and it's hidden on you, so concealed carry holster.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. More about schools in a moment. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk to Chuck, listening in Illinois to WGGH in Marion. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, we're on the Monster Radio down here.
Yep, Monster Radio.
I just want to tell you, you guys got a great program, but...
Thanks.
You know, I think we need to go back to the draft. We've got all these kids that are doing, you know, they do the video games and everything else, and they want to learn how to kill people. But they have no work ethic. They have no work ethic.
I agree with that, but they're not allowed to work.
Well, they would be if they were drafted. They would learn how to work real quick.
Well, now, what makes you think working for the government teaches you how to work? I mean, my uncle, who is, 60 now, thereabouts, said that he was in the Air Force for, I think it was 2 years or 4 years, and he just barely retained his ability to work after having been in there. So you may very well ruin a generation of people with this draft.
I went in 1966, went to Vietnam for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was up for the draft. That doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we've got so much of this population now that has no work ethic.
Well, isn't that an argument for making public school worse, though? I mean, shouldn't we make public school terrible? Public. Because that which doesn't kill them will make them stronger, right?
The problem that we have with the school the system is the teachers' union.
The teachers union certainly has some issues. I saw a quote recently by a teacher union advocate guy who said that the day I'll start advocating for students is the day they start paying union dues.
Exactly. Well, the thing of it is, the only one that makes any money in the union dues is the union people, and they vote how they want, not how the teachers want. And we're getting off on another tangent, but we've got a major problem.
Okay,
that's
then let's go
out.
Back to the draft then. I am just shocked that somebody would even say something like that.
Have you ever been in the service?
Thank goodness, no.
No, but I was in prison for 9 years.
Has anyone on that?
There were people in prison that would say things like, everybody should go through prison for 3 years. And I was in prison for 9 years. Would you agree with that then?
Oh, my God, no.
Well, then how come it matters I've been in the military service?
It depends on which way you're going. My gosh, if you're in the prison for 9 years, I'm sure you've learned a lot of neat stuff.
I did.
So you believe that the military is the only place people can learn discipline?
Give me an example of where else they're going to learn discipline.
Well,
learn it in the schools.
Perhaps it's up to the parents.
Okay, hold on just a second. The government schools couldn't teach them discipline, but the government military can.
Well, how about we get back to the Bible and they go to a private school?
Well, I think that all schools should be private, and I think that private schools that wish to teach the Bible should be able to do that. I find it very offensive that people that want to see prayer in school have to pay to send people to school where they don't have prayer. I think that that's wrong.
Amen. I'm with you. Did you learn that in prison? That's wonderful.
No, I didn't learn that in prison. I guess I learned that afterwards, maybe.
All right, Chuck, let me see if I've got this straight. So you would agree with us where we would say there shouldn't be government schools, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, they're a waste of time right now.
Why would you think there needs to be a government military?
Well, who is giving you the ability and the freedom to speak on this radio right now?
Not the military.
It's our military. Yes, sir.
How is them going over in Afghanistan and killing innocent people at a wedding party giving me the freedom to speak on the radio?
Where are you getting this political garbage?
You don't believe that happened?
Do you want to pretend like they're not killing innocent people over there?
How about a helicopter gunship gunning down a Reuters Reuters reporter?
Hey, let me tell you something. I flew gunships.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes things get in the way.
What
was he doing?
They only get in the way when people are willing to fly them.
Look at, what are you doing if you're reporting? He was out, he got right in the middle of the report.
No, actually, in this case, if you've seen the collateral murder video, you'll realize that actually the gunship opened up on a father and his son in a minivan.
You know what? I've seen that video. Seen the video. What was he doing there?
What are they doing in Baghdad? What is the United States military doing there?
Was he in a war zone?
I'd like you to answer.
Was he in a war zone?
The whole country's a war zone.
Well, there you have it.
Look.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
You gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet,
right? It's okay to, if somebody broke into my house and stole my TV set, but let's make it even worse. They killed my kid. They slit his throat. And then he's running down the street. And I take a gun, and I go out on the street, and I shoot at him, but some of those bullets hit other people. Have I committed murder?
No, and neither did the guy that blew the van up.
Well, you're wrong, according to the law. And it's interesting that the government organization that will hold you and I to a level of murder... You don't think that shooting people by accident is murder?
Well, wait a minute. You understand, there is a different level. We're talking about laws here in the United States and laws in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, your young lady would not walk down the street without having a rag over her head.
So it's okay to kill these people? They're lesser somehow?
I'm not saying that.
I'm pretty clear that there's some cultural
differences. If you happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, lightning will strike.
I hope they don't write that on your tombstone.
Oh, they won't.
So tell me, was it the U.S. military?
But I'm a realist. I'm a realist.
Chuck, you sound like you are somebody who just is a little confused. You believe that the government is terrible at educating, but yet is okay at protecting people, and that somehow the government is protecting your freedoms is absolutely absurd. I'll give you one example where the U.S. National Guard was used to go around and disarm people after Hurricane Katrina. Were you aware of that?
I was, and you know who brought them on? Obama.
Huh? Nope. Katrina was during the Bush administration.
Right, that was the Bush administration. But it doesn't matter who was in charge of the government at that time, because they would do the same thing today.
They do it no matter who was in charge.
I just want to address the issue. This has nothing to do with left or right. This has to do with what you were saying about the your military gives you freedom. Well, did they take the freedom from those people to have firearms, or did they give them the freedom to be defenseless?
Well, you folks are going to find, I mean, my life is pretty much over. I'm 65 years old. I got a few more years.
Chuck.
But you're going to be right in it.
That is not a responsive answer to my question. I was simply asking you whether or not you can understand what happened there. Do you understand that the U.S. military disarmed U.S. People?
Absolutely.
And you're okay
with
that?
Absolutely. No, I'm not. Absolutely not.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Don't tell me that they're protecting freedom. They'll follow whatever orders they're told to do. It's Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. We've been talking about education, government-run indoctrination system, the UK changing the rules and making it so teachers can use force with their kids. And actually, Julia, you're going to give us some of the actual rundown here in a little bit as to what the new rules specifically are. We'll get to that. 800-259-9231. But first, I want to tell you about spending bitcoins.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about bitcoins lately. You can buy them, you can sell them, you can accept them for your products and services. But what do you do once you have them? Why, you can spend them, of course. SpendBitcoins.com. It's a website that allows you to spend them all in one place. From SpendBitcoins.com, you can spend your bitcoins at major online retailers such as Amazon, Fishpond, Barnes & Nobles, memory dealers, and many more retailers. They're being added every day. When you want to spend bitcoins, go to SpendBitcoins.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Real quick before we get back to your calls, I don't feel like we really addressed the issue of the draft sufficiently during that last call.
When Chuck suggested that the best thing we could do is have the draft and that would instill some
back
discipline in kids, then one would ask oneself, then why did that generation that was drafted raise kids that are so bad now? Obviously the military didn't teach them discipline if they couldn't instill it in their kids, but whatever. I'd say that no good American supports the draft. Here's why. Let me read the 13th Amendment, the United States Constitution, to you. It says, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime, whereof the party would be duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So, anyone that would advocate for involuntary servitude, and that's the draft, it's involuntary, and they call it service, they call it military service, so one in military service must be in servitude.
Mark, it's not involuntary servitude when we do it.
Well, yeah, but, right. That's the suggestion here. But they're talking about any place shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. It's pretty clear. Now, the government will always make little outs for itself. It loves to do that because it's an organization of people that claim that they're outside of the law. Just see how they act. See how they operate. But to advocate for this is to advocate for slavery.
Right. And how bizarre of a juxtaposition to suggest, on one hand, that you believe the military is protecting freedom, and then on the other hand to say everyone should be enslaved to the military. What a crazy juxtaposition.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231.
My dad was in the military, and I was raised in a family that hated the military. My dad and mom were opposed to it. They always said if there was a draft, they would send us to Canada. So my dad was in the military. He said that when he got out of the military, he was the opposite of disciplined. He was an alcoholic, and he was a loser with no job.
Yeah, you know, and if Chuck had a good experience in the military, I'm glad. I'm glad that he had a good experience in the military. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be a good experience for everyone. My uncle said something similar that it almost just about broke him.
Your thoughts, Earl?
He mentioned also that one of his arguments for it was that people don't have work, kids don't have work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that is because there are so many restrictions on getting jobs that no one wants to hire young kids.
Yeah. Right. You can't, even though it's legal to work at 14 or 15, you really can't find jobs at that age because, like you said, there's too many. You can't, like, if you're a manager, you've got to let the kid off every 2 hours for like a 15 minute break, and then they've got to have a half hour,
an
hour.
They have to have a hug and a snack and a nap, and it's just crazy. You wouldn't, who wants to have
nap time? Don't give them ideas, Mark.
I'm
please.
Serious. When I was working at Burger King as a kid, and this was in the mid 1980s, they had all kinds of rules for people that were under the age of 18.
I know, I hated them.
That weren't for people over the age of 18.
I had to deal with that crap at Kmart when it was my first job. I mean, I worked with my mom at her store when I was really young, but my first official job in the corporate world was working for Kmart, and it really pissed me off as a 16-year-old that I wasn't allowed, supposedly, to operate the baler in the back of the store where they put all the cardboard boxes, and there's this huge crushing thing that you flip a switch and it crushes down all the boxes.
Switches teenagers.
Well, right, because I'm, you know, unable to make the decision to handle myself in a safe manner around this at age 16, but at age 18, it's all okay. Or there was also the mandatory breaks, which really upset me.
There's mandatory hours people can work, too.
Where you can't work past a certain time of night.
You can't work past a certain time of day.
On a school night.
Which, I mean, I think most parents would disagree with that. Here in New Hampshire, there actually isn't a law on how late kids could work. But obviously, parents have a concern with their kids getting home late. I don't really see
There's still federal laws and things like that.
Right, but there are very strict state laws here in New Hampshire and in every state about how many hours a week they can work, how many hours, like a shift, they can work during school. There's so many different laws. It's really hard to know them all and to be aware of them all. We had to have classes on these. Like, I mean, once every 3 months, like, don't forget these laws. We had to have them on special sections of the schedule so we could remember that these kids, you know, had special rules.
Right, and so they couldn't just leave if they felt they were being mistreated.
And this was the 16 and 17-year-olds. We wouldn't hire 14 and 15-year-olds
because
it was way worse, and it was just too much of a pain.
Let's go to you. Your thoughts. Kramer's on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Kramer.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Oh, great. What's on your mind tonight, Kramer?
Well, I've been listening, and I hear everything you're against. I don't hear what you're for.
Freedom, baby. Freedom.
Well, how do you get freedom? Define freedom for me.
Well, freedom is the ability to live your life how you want, as long as you aren't doing damage, harm to another human being. So, you should be able to do whatever you want.
So let me ask you a question. If I do harm to somebody else, then what's the next step? What recourse do you have?
Well, ideally, you should be brought to some form of justice, preferably some kind of a market-based justice system where there's actually competition in justice rather than a crap can monopoly system that we currently have today. And ideally, ideally, you should be paying restitution to your victim, unlike the crappy system today where the victims are victimized twice. First, they're victimized by the victimizer, by the criminal, and then they're victimized by the people calling themselves government to force them to pay to put the criminal in a jail cell. The criminal should be, again, paying back his victims rather than paying fines to the state that don't actually end up going to the victim.
Okay, so I murder you. You never get paid back.
Family members, there are business associates,
there's also a place, I mean, I think there need to be places for people that cannot, comport
live
themselves.
Society.
What's that?
Well, live in society, child pedophile, rapist,
right,
mass murderers, those, okay.
Yeah, they're okay, dangerous people that shouldn't be among other human beings. But for the most part, people in jails, like the federal prisons right now, I think it's like 70 or 60% of the people there are there for nonviolent drug crimes. So, I mean, you really have a whole lot of people behind bars in this country that don't belong there. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, and I'm a hardcore conservative, but I'm also the guy that also says I think that they should stop the war on drugs tomorrow. It's ineffective. I don't think it works.
Right on.
I think it costs too much money. But with that being said, I think that you have to have rules in place, and you have to have people that enforce them. And there's no free market ability to do that because
I don't know that's true. That's you're making a flat statement. I don't know that that's true. There
but
are
you're
all
making
kinds
a flat
of...
statement saying there should be.
What should be what?
That, well, you're saying that the system that's currently in place does not work at all unless you go to a free market system.
No, I think that it works. I mean, if you compare it to the other systems that are out there, it is, it's the, 8th to 13th freest system in the world compared to, if you're comparing sort of financial liberties, it's difficult to quantify social freedoms. But, I'm not saying the United States is the worst country in the world, and I don't know where you would have gotten that. I just quoted the Constitution. But at the same time, the suggestion that you don't want to make it any better probably doesn't work. In the same way that the guy who invented, fuel injection probably didn't hate cars, he probably just wanted to see them function better.
Well, you're absolutely right there. It'd be great to have it function better. But I don't know how you would do that in a free market system.
Well, that's a fair statement to make. I didn't know either. It took me a while to wrap my mind around it. I found a great book called The Market for Liberty, which you can actually download in its entirety for free in both PDF and audiobook form. I thought it was so great, I turned it into an audiobook, and it's available free over at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. It took me a couple of reads through the sections on market justice and market police protection. No one has said on this show that there shouldn't be rules.
And I don't think any of this stuff is going to occur overnight.
No.
But you would agree that the judicial system is screwed, right?
No, I don't. I think that what the judicial system is I think that it's played. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. I think it's played by the system.
It's what by the system?
Plagued?
It's played. The system
P-L-A-Y-E-D?
Is played on a
Spell that for me, please.
Yeah, P-L-A-Y-E-D. Played.
Please explain what you mean.
Well, everybody's upset right now by the Casey Anthony trial in Florida, right?
Okay. I'm not upset by it. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, she's the one that supposedly killed her 3-year-old.
Is that upset you, Mark? Are you upset by this?
I think that she might have been guilty. It certainly looks suspicious to me.
I agree with you 100%. They didn't prove the case. But the people that got upset about it don't understand that she's 1% of the cases that, 90% of them
plead
down.
She isn't even 1%, dude. 99% of cases are settled by plea bargains, and then 66% of felonies are found guilty. So she's like a tiny, tiny little portion.
More coming up. Kramer, stick with us. We'll be back. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.